Did you ever find yourself enjoying your favorite thing in the world, say, getting out into some wonderful wild habitats to listen to and look for birds in the company of a genuine kindred spirit? I found myself in that happy situation at the Southeast Arizona Birding Festival when I got to spend an evening with Lawrence Halsey, a fantastic local birder and independent guide. On Friday evening, I was assigned to co-lead a field trip for night birds with Tim Helengeris. Tim had arranged to meet with Lawrence, who happens to keep close tabs on owls in Madeira Canyon, including two different screech owls, which live at two different elevations in two different sets of habitats. We started out at mid-level, where we heard well and got an excellent but brief look at one of what sounded like a family unit of whiskered screech owls. I didn't get photos. Even better, as far as my personal life list goes, in the same spot, we heard a Mexican whippoorwill. That bird started out far enough away that when I focused incredibly hard with my hearing aids cranked up to 11, I could just barely hear it. But then it came in close enough for me to even get a short recording with my cell phone. A distant elf owl was not so cooperative, but I did hear two of its calls. At the lower, more desert-like stop, a family of great horned owls was about, at least two chicks making constant begging calls. The obvious presence of the big predators kept smaller birds pretty quiet, but we managed to hear a distant common poorwill. Again, I would never ever have even heard it without Lawrence pointing it out. Then finally, the evening's pièce de résistance, a calling western screech owl who not only let me get a few recordings, but also some photos. The little screech owl had to be on red alert for great horned owls, though the big bruiser near us was an inexperienced fledgling who squawked persistently, telegraphing its whereabouts every several seconds. Our group stayed in one mass, easy for the tiny owl to keep track of, too. Lauren shone a flashlight on the screech owl, not a powerful spotlight, but a good flashlight, as it hunted large insects looking every which way. When the bird faced directly toward us, its pupils constricted, but when it looked to the sides, the pupils immediately dilated, so we didn't seem to be disturbing it much. It continued quietly calling throughout. Several people commented about how softly this owl and the whiskered screech owls called. That quietness is something people often notice when they see a nearby eastern screech owl calling, too. The word screech suggests loudness, and we're so used to turning up the volume on bird recordings to suit our own preferences that we expect the living creatures to call at a higher volume, too. I've been out with guides and field trip leaders who carry little speakers to boost the sound on their recordings as if they don't realize that real birds don't yell. Male birds can be intimidated by such loud sounds made by what they perceive as competitors. And in at least some cases, females seem to grow disenchanted with their own mate after hearing an electronic male demonstrating such prowess. In my experience, when playback is used to attract birds, less is more in terms of both ethics and effectiveness. Indeed, the only reason the Mexican whippoorwill came in so close to our group was because Lawrence played a recording on his cell phone softly and just a few times. Birds are curious, but also busy with their real lives, so it may take them a few minutes to fly in to check out the new bird in town. Patience is way more important than annoyingly loud persistence. I was thrilled going out with Lawrence for both his deep knowledge of the local avifauna and his ability to use playback respectfully and minimally. And when we were getting ready to move on after our supremely satisfying experience with the western screech owl, something else struck home. Lawrence gave it a nod and said, "Thank you." I very often thank birds for wonderful experiences too, but never before ran across a professional guide who does this, at least not out loud, That was splendid. A storybook ending to a perfect adventure. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.